This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop me. What's that sound?
Well, we're talking about somebody that President Obama knows. General Mattis is served as the commander of Central Command for 2 or 3 years while President Obama was in office. He is somebody who served his country with distinction. He's a decorated Marine Corps veteran. But President Obama believes that the standard that we have tried to set is to not comment on, pass judgment on the individuals that the president-elect has put forward to serve in his camp. To serve in his cabinet, and I'm going to try to abide by that principle here.
This is really about General Mattis and his own views on issues or anything. It's about the fact that he's a general and that in order for him to be confirmed, there'd have to be a waiver passed by Congress to permit that. So it's a kind of a different principle.
Yeah, well, I think all of these principles come into play, though, and I certainly wouldn't want any sort of commentary about the about this matter to be construed as some sort of implicit criticism of General Mattis for a variety of reasons, including that he's somebody who has served this country with distinction under Democratic and Republican presidents, and he's supported, based on the public comments I've seen, by both Democrats and Republicans that he's interacted with in the context of his job. What I will say.
So what do you think? Big deal on the waiver? Automatic? I mean, you have somebody stalwart like General Mattis. Hey, waive it. Let's move on. Why make it into a big deal? I think it's going to go through. And hopefully, this doesn't set a tone of non-cooperation between the Democrats and Republicans. It's just a minor little sticking point. They have to say something, I guess, just to be
This will be the least thought about.
Yep.
Out of all the ones that he's picked, I think this will be the one that they just say, yep, that one's good.
Yeah, you kind of have the sense that the media is trying to manufacture something here, with this. But it's like it's the Jedi moment. There's nothing here, There's nothing there, so let's move on. And even that is not, you don't even have to be that much of an accomplished Jedi to move this thing on, because look how do you come across, even as Josh Earnest had to say, President Obama, had experience with General Mattis, only has good things about him everywhere, just about everybody you talk about. It's only this small little deal, okay, a little waiver, like it hasn't been done before. I mean, we're about getting this country rolling again and getting the right people for the right job. And, I think this is a great pick and, a little bit of an opportunity here, to demonstrate some cooperation. And let's move on, because we got bigger fish to fry here, right? As they would say. So, what do you think? You think it's a whole lot to do about nothing? Ladies and gentlemen, let us know. Get involved in the conversation. B. Martinez Live. Chime in. We've got a lot coming up to talk about today. We're going to be right off the bat taking a look at Israel. We've got the voice, the trusted voice of Israel himself, David Rubin, is going to be here talk about his response to John Kerry, that Israel will continue to rebuild its heartland communities. Kerry is saying, look, he wants Israel to stop, and this is his solution, and what he sees is what it will take to arrive at peace in the Middle East, so to speak. Also, David, addresses Jimmy Carter, who believes strongly in the two-state solution, why it is wrong fundamentally. I mean, we're talking a historic situation. We're talking, you talk about ancient principles that are in play here in a two-state solution, why that is a problem. And so the former mayor of Shallow Israel, best-selling author, Israel relations and political commentator. His brand new book, by the way, is called More Sparks from Zion. So great read, brings you up to date as to what's going on there in the Holy Land. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. For more information, go to BillMartinezLive.com. And like I said, you want to drop us an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where we want to go. Hey, we'd love to hear from you, too, especially it's the holidays. You know, why not? Let me know what's on your mind, what's connecting, what's bugging you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Or even if you just have a good word to spread on, why not? Speaking of good words, we have with us David Rubin, who has become the trusted voice of Israel, best-selling author, Israel relations and political commentator, former mayor of Shiloh, founder and president of Shiloh Israel's Children's Fund, author of 5 books, including The Islamic Tsunami, as well as his most recent book, More Sparks from Zion. David, it's always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to be with you, Bill.
Well, a lot going on there in Israel. I mean, we've been seeing in the last month fires busting out. I mean, obviously they were intentionally set. We saw some videos here. So is that the latest intifada here that we've got going on? Is the fire intifada, David?
Well, it's just another strategy in the terror war. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it amazes me, Bill, that there are actually people who will call themselves terrorism experts who will look at these fires and say, well, they're just lone wolf fires. There are individual arsonists, yes, but no proof that there's any connection to terrorism, which is absolutely ridiculous. You know, mm-hmm. it's as ridiculous as looking at the Ohio State terrorist, the Ohio State University terrorist, and saying that that wasn't Islamic terrorism.
Exactly. Well, Sebastian Gorka is very much against the whole concept of this lone wolf type of concept. He just says that's
ridiculous.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
Absolutely ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And you know, occasionally someone will say it, and I'm glad to hear that there are some American commentators who are saying that. But mm-hmm. this lone wolf theory is the most ridiculous, non-commonsensical theory about terrorism that I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. You know, as if someone wakes up in the morning and just has a sudden urge to strap himself with the bomb and go blow up a bus full of school children. Mm-hmm. You know, it just doesn't happen. It's all organized, it's all orchestrated. Whether there is a connection to ISIS, whether there is a connection to Fatah or Hamas or one of the other terrorist organizations, it doesn't matter. The point is that there is an ideology, an evil ideology, if I could borrow a term from Ronald Reagan. If there is an evil ideology, it's called jihadist Islam or radical Islamic terrorism, if you wish. We can call it by a lot of different names. But it all comes from the central ideology of Islam, which is jihad, which means holy war against all non-Muslims.
David, what the West fails to understand is this is an orientation and an indoctrination that has been going on for years. And we're not talking just 10 years. We could probably go back and say thousands of years this has taken place. I mean, I saw a graduating class of five-year-olds that part of their demonstration was acting like little jihadis. They were killing Jews in this play act that they were doing, and you're going, and then right after that they come out and say, well, we're promoting peace by doing this. Now, wait a minute. You cannot promote peace. You're indoctrinating these kids. Is it any wonder that on down the road after growing up with this guy, I mean, these are kindergartners, you know, 4 or 5 year olds that have been indoctrinated like this. So what are they going to do when they're 20?
Okay, so let me give you a nice concrete example of the difference between us and them, the difference between our culture and their culture, because it is a culture clash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and as you know, Bill, in Israel, I have a nonprofit organization which is called the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose is to heal the trauma of the terror victim children. And so one of our projects that we have is that we run summer camps for children.
Mm-hmm.
And in our summer camps, the children start off their day by having a lesson in Bible. And then they have lessons in swimming. They go hiking. They have trips, they play sports. Those are the activities that the children are involved in the summer camps of the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund.
Right.
Okay, now, just about 20 minutes away from Shiloh or Shiloh, you know, different pronunciations in America.
Well, I know, but you weren't even happy, or maybe you smiled and I didn't see it when I said Shiloh, because you had corrected me, and because I said I want to say this right, and Shiloh, you sound like you're trying to sing Neil Diamond on me or something. You say Shiloh.
I'm
right?
Proud of you. or referencing a Civil War battle.
Right. Exactly.
But anyhow. We'll say Shiloh so that all the Americans listening will understand. Anyhow, so the story is this. About 20 minutes away from Shiloh, okay, 20 minutes away from here, and where we have our summer camps, where children learn swimming and sports and good citizenship, there is a city called Ramallah, which is controlled by the Palestinian Authority. That's the terrorist authority that has been given autonomy in several cities in Samaria and Judea. And in that city, Ramallah, they have a summer camp that's run by the Palestinian Authority, and they teach the children about jihad. That is the equivalent of their Bible lesson. You know, they don't have a Bible lesson, but they don't learn about Judeo-Christian culture. They learn about jihad. They learn about holy war against all non-Muslims and sometimes some moderate Muslims who they don't agree with, even though there aren't too many. And that's what they learn. And then they learn warfare. They have children as young as 5 or 6 years old learning to use weapons, learning to use rifles and, you know, Kalashnikov AK-47 assault rifles, and use it for what? Not using it to protect their farm or to, you know, as someone in Texas might do.
Mm-hmm.
They are learning warfare to kill the Jew and the infidel. They say that very clearly. And that is what they're teaching young children. So the contrast couldn't be greater between what we teach our children and what they teach their children. And there's a former prime minister late Prime Minister of Israel named Golda Meir, who used to say that there will only be peace when the Arabs, meaning the Muslims specifically, learn to love their children as much as they hate our children.
Wow. Well, David, we'll leave it right there. We got to go to break. David Rubin on Bill Martinez Live. More from the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, right after this.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 19 after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, founder, president of Shiloh Israel's Children's Fund, author of 5 books, including More Sparks from Zion. David Rubin is with us. David, here recently we
there was a release from former President Jimmy Carter, again proposing a two-state solution. He really sees this as an alternative. Of course, I'm in direct conflict with his perspective on this. Why don't you explain to our audience why this two-state solution cannot work?
Well, I hope you're not asking me to explain the mind of Jimmy Carter.
No.
Who was one of the worst presidents that America ever experienced, who was the most ignorant person when it came to foreign policy, and who observes a strange form of Christianity that doesn't seem to recognize that God has a relationship with the Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have too much positive that I can say about Jimmy Carter, but... One thing that I can say is that he manages to say things and write things and to seem sincere, even if the stuff that he's writing is total nonsense.
Right. Yeah, sincerely wrong, as they would say.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. This whole concept of a Palestinian state is the most ridiculous concept that I've ever heard of. There is no Palestinian people there. There are Arabs who live in the land of Israel, and most of them are Muslims. Most of them hate Israel, hate America, and hate the West, and want nothing more than to have an Islamic civilization from the far west of the Middle East to the far east of the Middle East, and the north and the south as well, with nothing else in between. And that is the plan. So the Muslims figure that if they can get control of little Israel, and you know they'll start with the biblical heartland of Israel, the region of Samaria and Judea and Jerusalem, and they figure if they can get a hold of that, then there won't be any doubt that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob doesn't exist. So that's their goal, to do that, and then they can proclaim the praise of Allah and all this nonsense. So that's really where they're coming from. Where Jimmy Carter is coming from, I don't know. I mean, maybe he's eating too many peanuts and is making his mind go stale. I really don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost you have to abandon history and not be able to, you know, associate any dot connecting here to come to that conclusion. You know, there have been times when Benjamin Netanyahu has offered 97% of what supposedly the Palestinians, well, at the time was Arafat, wanted, but he made a declaration, said that anybody that would negotiate with the Jews and accept anything less than 100% was an infidel. Well, you know, that pretty much makes it impossible to negotiate, doesn't it?
Oh, that's for sure. And yeah, but there are still people like Jimmy Carter and John Kerry around who prefer to just look the other way when they hear statements like that from the Islamic world. And they just ignore the facts. Mm-hmm. Now, John Kerry made a statement just yesterday that Israel has to decide if it wants settlements or peace. Well, you know, we're talking about Jewish communities that have been rebuilt in the past few decades in the heartland of Israel. All of the famous biblical places. Like Shiloh and Bethel and Jericho and Hebron, you know these are all places that resonate in the history of Judeo-Christian civilization.
Exactly.
And to say that the Jewish people who've come back to Israel actually in fulfillment of prophecy, you know that Israel cannot resettle. These historical communities, that's nothing short of discrimination and bigotry on the part of those who, you know, who just show an uncanny ignorance of the history of the world. And, you know, John Kerry, I would hope that he would know better, being Secretary of State. You know, and I'm just hopeful that loser in choosing a Secretary of State that has a better understanding of world affairs than John Kerry.
Now, let's go back and do a little history here, David. Remind everybody how the West Bank fell into Israel's hands to begin with.
Well, then, in 1948 was the reestablishment of the State of Israel as a sovereign nation again. And for 19 years, the Muslim states that surround Israel were trying to destroy Israel through various terrorist means. And then in 1967, they decided, okay, this is our chance. Let's attack Israel from all sides, and we'll drive all the Jews into the sea. Mm-hmm. And that's a quote from the Egyptian foreign minister at that time. So they attempted to do that, but instead, after 6 days of the war, all of the places that had been taken by the Muslim nations that surround Israel in 1948, all of those regions Israel recaptured. Israel recaptured Samaria and Judea and the biblical heartland, recaptured eastern Jerusalem, the Golan Heights, the Sinai Desert, the Gaza Strip. All these areas came back into Israel's hands in 1967 in 6 days.
Yes.
And then at the end of those 6 days, at the end of the six-day war, Israel gradually, it took a matter of years, but there was a grassroots movement to resettle the biblical heartland, which is Samaria, the region north of Jerusalem, Judea, the region south of Jerusalem, which most of the world calls the West Bank for some strange reason, has no historical context. And so gradually this has happened, and at this point there are about 600,000 Jews, Israelis, who are living in those areas that were recaptured in the Six-Day War. And but there are people like John Kerry and Obama and Hillary Clinton and some others, and you know, maybe even a few Republicans, mm-hmm. who seem to think that those 600,000 Israelis don't have a right to be in the historical biblical heartland of Israel.
Right. And they say it's an obstacle to peace, don't they?
Well, it's an obstacle. It's an obstacle to a Palestinian state. It's an obstacle to having another Islamic terrorist state in the heartland of Israel. That's an obstacle that I am very proud to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no shame. I'm very proud to say that the fact that I am here in Shiloh, in the biblical heartland of Israel, and that my organization, the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund, supports projects for children. We're helping to rebuild the biblical heartland of Israel, and if that very fact makes it impossible for there to be another Islamic terrorist state in the heart of Israel, well, I'm very proud of that, and I'm happy to say that I'm part of it.
Exactly. Well, David, we got about 30 seconds here, so real quick, remind everybody how they can get involved and support the Shiloh Children Israel's Fund.
Yes. The way to support the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund is just to go to the website, which is ShilohIsraelChildren.org. That's ShilohIsraelChildren.org, and I want to encourage people to do that, to get online and go to ShilohIsraelChildren.org and see what they can do, how they can help, and
well, we have to leave it there, David. Again, thank you so much for being with us, author of the.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shoot yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Christmas is a time to be thankful. But when financial hardships hit the small town of Grundy, Virginia,
you put half these people out of work.
I didn't want any of this to happen.
When everything seems lost, hope can find you.
You can call me CJ. We've been praying for you.
This December, believe in miracles around you.
All things are possible to those who believe.
Believe. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now play. For tickets and information, go to www.believe.film.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Season very easily. Now, you've heard me talk. I mean, the kids make fun of me. They get in the car. It's April. Christmas music is blasting. And my sons will say, "Dad, what are you doing? It's April." Hey, if it's good for December, why not April, May, June, any time of the year? I just love the music of the season. So it's always good fun. And speaking of good fun, we've got the Good News Girl with us, reporting on the most popular viral videos from the internet. The one and only Samantha Mills Mouse. Sam, how are we doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing this morning? I'm really enjoying this Christmas music too. This is my favorite time of the year, so I could listen to it 24/7 right now.
Yeah, I know. It's just I'm the same way, and it's always good fun. And I have, you know, like, you know, all I think anybody that appreciates the music of the season, you have favorite albums or CDs. You know, I say albums, everybody goes, "Oh, he's so old school." CDs or of course, you know, your iPod and, you know, digital devices and that sort of thing. Do you have a favorite, a couple favorite Christmas albums or CDs that you listen to?
What I usually do is put on, like, Mariah Carey Holidays or, you know, Mariah Carey Christmas on Pandora and let that choose for me. And it's always some awesome combination of music. And it's just my favorite. It just goes on. It has all those classical, It's kind of got the pop mix too. I love that.
Yeah, good fun. Yeah, one of my, there's probably my two favorite, I guess, Christmas CDs is one is Air Supply. I think they do a great job on it. So always that's always in my car. And then Colin Ray, he also did a great Christmas CD that I enjoy. But you know, it's always mixed in too because I've got the Gettys as well. And then my new favorite is the Pentonix, which is just an a cappella group that oh my gosh, this is just a wonderful CD. So it's one of my new favorites this year. So anyway, for what it's worth, let's talk about these viral videos. I had heard about this Dolly Parton donating $1,000 a month to families who lost homes in the Tennessee fires. I mean, you know you love Dolly Parton. She's just so sweet, and for her to come to the need of the people there in the immediate area, because what Dollywood's right there, right?
But yes, she's from Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and she got on a video, and I saw this spread over Facebook multiple times from all different kinds of people I'm friends with, and then I looked into it, and she will be providing $1,000 a month to families in Sevier County who lost their homes, which mm-hmm. is a huge deal. This is all the way until they get back up on their feet,
uh-huh.
because, I mean, anybody watching those videos of the devastation that was happening over there with these forest fires. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, it looks like a war zone.
Yeah, exactly. And especially at a time like this, around Christmas time and everything, I mean, it really pulls on your heartstrings, doesn't it?
It does. And, I mean, it is just devastating, you know. It brings you to tears just watching what those people are going through. And then to see somebody like Dolly walk in and take initiative. She's actually going to have a telethon also to raise money for these families on December 13th. So people should definitely check that out. But she's doing, people can go and donate on her website, the dollywoodfoundation.org.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, you know, and help those people just get back on their feet. And hopefully they can still have a nice holiday with their families. And
yeah, make the most of the situation, that's for sure.
That's right.
Well, come alongside Dolly Parton's efforts. Highly recommend it. Get involved and do what you can to help these families that are in need. This is what we do. This is how Americans roll, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's what makes our country great. It really is. And that's, you know, you see something like that when people are all divided, and this just brings us all together, and we want to help. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to help, so... And you gotta love Dolly Parton for doing something like this, for getting out there, because that's quite a substantial amount a month
right.
to be donating.
Well, and this has been her heart. She's always been at the forefront, you know, with charitable donations. Look, she has the ability to do that. It's you know, do this sort of thing and giving back to the community. And you know, this is why we love Dolly Parton so much. It's one of the reasons, right? Not to mention all her great music. Yeah, exactly. Hey, what about this $130 engagement ring that is causing some issues? What's going on with this?
So Ariel Desiree McRae actually got a $130 engagement ring from her husband. They've been dating for about 2 years. And, uh-huh. you know, money's tight for them, and they were just trying to get by. And they just decided, you know what, we don't want to wait anymore. And at first, she was like, we don't even need a ring. And he's like, okay, I'm getting you a ring. Let me just, and he gets her a silver ring with cubic zirconia, and it's only $130. And you know, now nowadays, many people spend thousands of dollars on engagement rings.
I mean, a down payment on a house. Are you kidding me?
That's right.
It's crazy.
I mean, you can get an engagement ring and then a fancy wedding, or you could get a house.
Yes, right.
So, you know, one of the employees at Pandora actually made a comment saying something about this ring, like saying how small it was. And, you know, she could tell her husband got embarrassed, and she went on Facebook and she posted saying that she couldn't love him anymore, and this ring just, and she's like, I'm not taking away from anybody who got beautiful rings, because that's wonderful if you get that.
Yeah.
But we couldn't afford that at this time, and I would have honestly married him with a 25-cent ring from a gumball machine.
Right.
And mm-hmm. I just think the reason it's taken off is because, you know, she was actually getting a lot of messages where people were like, you gave me the courage to go ahead and propose. And, of course, you know, you want to have certain things in order before you get married, but these things, a ring is not what's important when you're getting married.
Mm-hmm.
It's the person you're marrying. And I think she just kind of brought that back to the surface and reminded people of what's important. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love my ring. But you know what I love about it is that my husband took the time to think about what he was giving me. And that's just, I think that's just what people were reminded of with her. And she just loves her husband. She said they almost eloped about 3 months after they'd been dating.
Yes.
And so they've been chomping at the bit to get married these past few years. And it's just a really sweet story.
It's what the ring represents. You know, that's what you're saying, Sam, and what she is saying as well. And, you know, and what it represents within a couple, that is a very personal sentiment that is between that couple. How could anybody outside make a comment? And especially like that, you know, it's such a surfacey comment, and you would only hope that that person that made that comment, that they would never enter into a relationship that was all about the bling and the outside and not the sentiment that was tied to, you know, to the engagement ring.
I know, and you know, I hope she always keeps that ring. It doesn't, like, you know, if you want to get another, if he can afford it one day and can get you another ring, that's great, but always keep that one as your main wedding ring.
Are you kidding me? Oh, yeah, without a doubt. That's got so much sentiment into it, you can't replace that.
Hey,
what about this New Zealander winning Christmas with a nationwide Secret Santa? This is interesting.
So this is actually about 2,000 people from New Zealand are going to be doing a nationwide Secret Santa exchange, which started back in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And the New Zealand Post has actually taken the reins whenever they caught wind of the scheme. And everybody had to have their presents or their Secret Santa person by December 4th. Mm-hmm. And then everybody should be getting their presents on December 15th. And you know, the way you figure out what to get them is kind of, you do a little bit of light stalking, looking at their Twitter, and you have a $10 limit. And it's just all in good fun, you know. They take no responsibility for the
gift. What a great idea. Talk about spreading
the love
all around the world. One final story. I want to make sure we get to this one. And that's the Internet helping a dad find a special sippy cup for his autistic son. We got about 20 seconds, real fast.
Okay. Mark Carter's 14-year-old son, Ben, only drank out of one Tommy sippy cup. And when it started wearing down, he was getting dehydrated.
Mm.
So his father, Mark, went to the Internet, asked for a cup. The manufacturer heard about it. Ended up making 500 more Tommy sippy cups so that his son can have a lifetime supply and always... his son Ben has autism, and
that's
the one cup he'll drink out of.
Well, Samantha Mills Mao, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Sam.
This report is brought to you by Wahl. The holidays are upon us, and there's no better way to cross that special guy off your list than with a new clipper or trimmer from Wahl. Drew Krasny is a consumer tech expert.
I love the holidays because they give me an excuse to exercise my gift-giving muscles with everyone I care about. It's not just about shopping for a gift. You're shopping for the right gift. So it's the perfect way to show someone you care. One gift guys can always use is grooming tools. The powerful new Lithium Ion Plus trimmer for facial hair and Elite Pro Hair Clipper from Wahl are great for any guy. With the latest technology in batteries and motors and patented ground blades, they're guaranteed to do a smooth, even cut every time. They'll satisfy even the most particular guys with their sleek industrial design. And you can pick them up at major retailers nationwide for under $69.99.
To learn more about these and other products from Wahl, please visit WahlHolidayGifts.com.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with the sight of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Christmas is a time to be thankful, but when financial hardships hit the small town of Grundy, Virginia...
You put half these people out of work.
I didn't want any of this to happen.
When everything seems lost, hope can find you.
You can call me CJ. We've been praying for you.
This December, believe in miracles around you.
All things are possible to those who believe.
Believe. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now play. For tickets and information, go to www.believe.film.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Here we are. You know the fanfare. Everywhere he goes. Even when he goes to movies, he comes home. You know, honey, I'm home. The music's playing. That's the way it works, and that's the way he rolls. Steve Evans, the movie guy, live from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California. It's the movie guy reporting on the weekend's big winners at the box office and, of course, the best of the coming attractions. And, what a week, huh?
Oh, Moana, number one.
Yes.
Again this weekend. It probably will be number one again next weekend. It continues to do well. Made $28.3 million last weekend. Mm-hmm. And Fantastic Beasts was number two, making about $18.1 million. Arrival, hanging in the top five. Great movie. If you get a chance to see it, $7.2 million last weekend. Allied, number four. Doctor Strange, rounding out the top five. I had a chance to see Moonlight last weekend.
What'd you think?
Well, it's a tough movie. I mean, it really is well done, but it's very tough subject matter. You got a young kid growing up in the hood. His mother's a drug addict, and it's just, he's bullied at school and beat up. And it's a very tough movie, but it's incredibly well done. I think it's important. It's landing at the top of a lot of top 10 lists here at the end of the year. I think we're going to be hearing a lot about it during awards season. Check out the trailer. Tough stuff, but a good movie.
Well, I'm heading to New York. Hopefully I can see Jackie. Jackie's only in about five theaters, but I'm hearing some interesting comments about Jackie.
Well, Jackie, if you happen to be around during that time, which I was,
right.
It really touches...
The Days of Camelot. Yeah,
man, I tell you, check out the trailer, because if you have Richard Harris singing the theme from Camelot, and you see all those amazing images from the past, it really brings it back. Yes, it's going to go wide, but it is a place to, if you happen to be in one of the major metropolitan areas, you may have a chance to see it soon.
I'll tell you, speaking of Richard Harris, I had a chance to see him in New York, of all places, Camelot, which is one of my favorite plays. Whenever you get opportunities to see people that somehow they define the role defines them. Camelot, Richard Harris did such a thing. It's kind of like Carol Channing with Hello, Dolly.
Right.
And you get these iconic, just superstar actors that play these roles that define it. That just it's just real special magic, and it's one of those things like on your bucket list that isn't always around. Well, you can always see the movie, I guess, or get the video, but still to see it in the environment of the theater is really special.
Well, it's really special, and you're right. If you get a chance to see these people, you should go see them. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We have a movie coming out this weekend, which I have been looking forward to for a long time. It's called La La Land.
Mm-hmm.
It's only opening in about 5 theaters this weekend. It will go wide on Christmas. I have high expectations. I'm going to see it this weekend. I'll let you know if it lives up to those expectations. 95% are recommending this one. This is a musical, a song and dance in the key of life, according to one critic. Stunningly ambitious, thrillingly alive, the way best movies are, according to another. It's a romance where everybody is in love with everything, which is what I think we need these days.
Are we going back to the 40s here a little bit?
Well, it is in that style, but it's set in present-day L.A., and we have Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone in this. Emma Stone plays this aspiring actress in L.A., and Ryan Gosling, a dedicated jazz musician. They're struggling to make ends meet in a city known for crushing hopes and breaking hearts. Set in modern-day L.A., original musical about everyday life, exploring the joy, the pain of pursuing your dreams. Check out the trailer. As I've said before, it's nominated for 12 Critics' Choice Awards.
Wow, already?
Including Best Picture.
Right
out of the gate. New York Film Critics Circle gave it the Best Picture nod this past week. So, I don't know. I think it's going to be terrific. I'll let you know what...
You say, in light of the existing mood, this could be a bit of fresh air, huh?
I think it's going to be a big bit of fresh air.
You think we're going to get Republicans and Democrats dancing together, possibly?
And holding hands and singing Kumbaya. You never know. Who knows?
It could happen.
So what we're seeing this weekend are some movies that are being released. Everybody's taking a deep breath because, of course, it's Rogue One, Star Wars Story, next weekend.
Right.
And, of course, they expect that to just blow the doors off and be the biggest movie of the holiday season. We'll talk more about that next week. This weekend, we have La La Land. We have Office Christmas Party. You have a great cast here that's all in for this one. They look like they're having fun. And according to one critic, they know how to spike a punch. 45% of the critics are recommending, because there's not a lot of there in this movie. A lot of cliches and things like that, but it's funny, and we've all been to office parties, right?
Yes, so? Yeah. Some we like to forget, we've been there, done that. That's enough.
I was talking to somebody. The office parties seemed to be more fun back in the day because now we have HR taking a more active role in these things.
Well, exactly. I mean, you just go there and you go to have fun and camaraderie, and invariably today, then you get the memo after the Christmas party about the long list of violations.
HR back in the day was more of a concept. Rather than just a functioning part of the company. But office party, for anybody that has been to one or would like to go to one, this might be one to see. It looks like a lot of fun. You have a CEO of a company, played by Jennifer Aniston, trying to close her hard-partying brother's branch of the business. And this brother and his chief technical officer, Jason Bateman, must rally their coworkers and host this epic office party in order to impress a potential client and close a sale that will save their jobs. That's what's going on here. 45% recommending Office Party in theaters this weekend. We have a movie also opening, which we've talked about before, which is going wide this weekend. It's called Nocturnal Animals. A lot of talk about this one because it won the Grand Jury Prize at the 2016 Venice Film Festival. And it's written and directed by Tom Ford, who is a fashion designer, but he likes to dabble in these movies. You have a great cast here, Jake Gyllenhaal and Amy Adams, in a very difficult and different role for her. 72% of the critics are recommending this one. This is a divorced couple discovering dark truths about each other and themselves in this movie called Nocturnal Animals.
Well, not bad for a dabbler who can get a cast like that.
Yeah, he seems to know what he's doing here. Mm-hmm. And it's not that this is his... day job.
But, exactly.
Getting good reviews. Another one here, which I don't think we've ever seen a Bollywood rom-com, but we have one out this weekend getting a lot of talk. This is an Indian musical, Indian musical set in Paris. And I'm not sure of the pronunciation. I've been trying to find it. The Fikre, I believe, is how you... It's B-E-F-I-K-R-E.
Like I'm going to correct you? I have no idea. Yeah, I'm with you. Okay. It's a good stab.
Somebody may out there. Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll try to figure that out before next week.
It's well, hopefully you don't ignite World War III for the mispronunciation of some Indian name.
I think we're safe here, although they're saying, you know, for Bollywood, this is rather a racy contribution to the genre. Mm. We have a contemporary love story. You have Dharam and Shaira, who find love in an impulsive, engaging series of experiences set in Paris. It celebrates love, sensual, carefree, and focused living with living life to the fullest there. The Pink Gray out this weekend.
Sounds like you and the missus. Isn't that what you guys do?
Absolutely.
I mean, you walk through the front door, the Eiffel Tower is right there, tilted and everything. I mean, hey, what do you want?
Just another day in the life for
the Evanses.
Movie guy. Miss Sloan, also out going wide this weekend. This is Jessica Chastain, another movie that is getting a lot of talk. 62% are recommending this one. This takes place in Washington, D.C. You have this Elizabeth Sloan, played by Jessica Chastain, the most sought-after and formidable lobbyist in D.C., known for her cunning and her track record of success. She's always done whatever it is required to win, but when she takes on the most powerful opponent of her career, the firearms industry, she finds that winning may come at too high a price. A lot of talk about this one. And then, a document.
Well, wait a minute, hang on a second. Speaking of, why do I like Jessica Chastain so much?
She's very good at what she does, plays great roles, and, you know, I mean, she's one of, I think, one of the more talented people out there these days.
Well, I'm just so impressed with her. I mean, because, you know, you think about it, you know, it's almost like she came out of nowhere. And when she hit the screen, I mean, talk about, you know, and just grabbing, you know, the audience in that. I mean, she's very compelling. I mean, I'm just very, very impressed with her. I think from day one, you know, well, who is this actress? And, you know, and
of course, this one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, excellent.
And then finally, we have a documentary out there, Harry Benson, Shoot First. I'm really looking forward to seeing this, too, because remember the great shots of the Beatles when they came to America and that first tour? They were shot by Harry Benson. He captured some of the most vibrant and intimate portraits ever known, but he also shot Winston Churchill and Bobby Fischer and Muhammad Ali and Greta Garbo, Michael Jackson, Dr. Martin Luther King, these iconic photos. And he was at the Robert Kennedy assassination as well. And he's, of course, we've seen his work in Life and Vanity Fair and The New Yorker. He's 86 right now.
What's this guy, the Forrest Gump of photography or something?
Well, yeah, he just seemed to be there. And, you know, we've all lived with these images throughout the years. They were taken by Harry Benson, and he's 86, workaholic, has no intention of stopping.
Well, bless his heart.
This is a documentary about his work, 83%. Are recommending that
one. What a great show. I mean, you talk about a walk down memory lane. You start seeing these pictures and you go, oh my goodness, I remember that when I was growing up. And, you know, like you say, these are iconic photos that have been around our lives all these years. And here it is.
Black and white shots.
It's all Harry Benson's fault.
Yeah, well, we have Harry to thank for all of those.
Yes, exactly. Wow, what a treat. So that's coming out this weekend.
It's coming out this weekend.
Wow. Okay, we got plenty of things to choose from, maybe some things to catch up on. Anything else here? We got about 20 seconds.
Well, Frank and Lola, that's... Katie Holmes also, her directorial debut, and she also stars in a movie called All We Had. 75% of the critics are recommending that one.
Well, she looks rather serious on that poster, doesn't she?
Yes, this is a serious role for her. Good for her. She's branching out.
Well, that's great. Steve, the movie guy, hey, we'll see you at the Cineplex. Large popcorn. I'm in the mood. I'm telling you. We're going to have to check this out. I'm going to see when I'm in New York. I leave in a couple of hours. Maybe we can catch a little bit of Jackie. We'll see if I can find some place there. Steve, the movie guy. I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Steve-O.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
This is Ben Gordon, and if you're...